We can be so thankful for these teenagers that want to worship Jesus and give a meaning in their life, give the Lord meaning in their life. And here you see called for a mission, the boot camp we had with the teenagers. So we all want to follow the Lord, but how do we do it? So we brainstormed on this during the camp, of course, how to follow the Lord, exercising our bodies and our minds. And make time for Jesus. We talked about the spiritual armor that we all should have. So we talked about the spiritual armor and about croquette. So that sounds a little bit strange, but that's what happened. And apparently it was a tactic to make them remember good. So it was a little difficult for them to remember the things. But fortunately, we have Paulus reminding us several times about the spiritual armor. And we're going to read from the So we also have the youth alpha, preparing the youth for their mission. And we are with a group of teenagers from this congregation. But there's of course lots of other teenagers. And that's such a great thing. And it's troubling times to be a teenager. It's a strange time. So I kind of was picked on in my youth. But every time I came home and I was safe in my own room. But now with all of these social medias, the bullies follow you everywhere. I was flapping around in my youth. I loved the bees, and I still do. And the bees are like words. They have honey, but also can sting. And I saw a lot of bad things in my life as a teacher. I saw so many children being hurt by other people, the words of other people. Children getting depressions. And it was almost my wish that these children would meet the Lord. And Of course, we know the song, Read Your Bible, Pray Every Day. That you may grow. So lots of us don't have the time to read the Bible every day. And sometimes I just fall asleep when I read the Bible. And it scared me a little bit. So teenagers, don't be surprised if you're not doing so well. So just remind yourself what is going on. Everybody stay awake a little bit. In the time of Paulus, people were sleeping. Sleeping spiritual, of course. Look into everything, but keep what is right. That is what it says. So it means if you read the Bible, just read the context. Now we're going to do this. We're going to... So we're going to talk about Paulus. But first we're going to read from... We're going to read from the Bible first. We're going to read 1 Thessalonians verse 5. It is written... Avoid all evil in whatever form. Paulus, formerly known as Saulus, it was a Hasidic Jew. And his mission was to find out the Christians and bring them in front of the law of that time. Killed a lot of people, but by a great miracle of the Lord, he came to revelations, and he's just a living testimony of the strength of the Lord. So, Thessalonica, the city in the right bottom, is it's a long way from Corinth. Just now you see what happened with the letter, you know. It just the letter was brought from Corinth to Thessalonica. And now we're going to look at the why in Thessalonians 5. And if you have not found it yet, now is the time. Paulus calls upon us to be vigil.
Salonikian بخونیم. یک و دو. شاید بپرسید که مسیح در چه زمان باز خواهد گشت. برادران عزیز، لازم نیست در این باره چیزی بنویسیم.
So Paul is writing towards these men, even though they already know. So they received lots of studies from Paulus, lots of lessons, and they are well founded in the way of the Lord. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. So Paulus tells us again, the world thinks they are safe, but at the day of the Lord, great things will happen. He will come unexpected. The Lord will not know what is happening. But you, brethren, are not in the darkness, that this day will fall upon you like a thief. You are all children of the light. We are not of the night and also not of the darkness. Let us thus, even though the others sleep, but let's be vigil and sober, for they that sleep, sleep at night, and they that drink are drunk at night. So be wary, stay sober and alert. The Lord can come any minute, like a thief in the night, and the drunkards and the sleeping are set in the same light. Both are in darkness, have closed their eyes, and are drunk at night. And this darkness was even then, and now still, even everywhere around us in the world. So, for we are the children of the light. So this is the message of Paulus. Be wary, be ready. The second coming of the Son of Man, Jesus, will come in a moment no one expects. So this is the conclusion. There's just so many beautiful things in the Bible. And every time we read it, it gets more beautiful. So and that brings me to my point. The message of Paulus, the message that Paulus gives us is be ready. Every day we are a little bit closer to the second coming of the Son, and we don't know when, but every day that we are woken up again, we are one day closer to the Lord. And as we look around us, how much struggle there is. We struggle against invisible leaders and governments reigning the heavens. It is a war, but no one sees it. And of course, people think, oh no, not this again. War, 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 war. But but in the last service we could read, hear about Noah. What would have happened if Noah would not have been obedient to the Lord? He did not spend 100 years building the ark. And he was laughed at and shouted at and joked at. And all of their mockery cost them but one thing, drownation. So maybe you think this is not for me. But no, think ahead. This is the political campaign urging us to get a survival package. And it is in my role as a crisis consultant for the city of Lelystad. So people have to start making emergency bags for the... We cannot take care of you as a government. You have to save yourself. And who of you has an emergency packet in house? But it's not a lot. You should be a little bit smarter. So act on it, you know. So we as Christians can of course share the stuff we have with others as we are called upon by the Lord. But the Lord has also a campaign, an emergency campaign. He's preparing us for what is to come. So I feel great. I hope you are also feeling great. So I made a special emergency package, a look ahead package. And we as Christians know what is to come. Here is your, this is everything you need. And this is of course the armor of the Lord. And you can go to Efeso with it. And we are also going to Efeso. And me and my wife Rebecca were actually in Efeso. Or Israel, I guess. Corinthians X. You know, walking in the footsteps of Paulus. It was also kind of a city of decay, a phase in that time. But Paulus reminds the Christians that live there that even though they live in a bad city, they don't have to be bad themselves.
شهر زندگی میکنند که هیچ وقت نگران نباشید و فکر نکنید توی شهر بدی دارید زندگی میکنید.
Here we go to Ephesians 6. Here we're going to talk about the armor of the Lord. So, you know, Paul says, clothe yourself in the armor of the Lord so you can withstand the arrows of the darkness. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And without our spiritual armor, it is difficult to withstand them, of course. And that is what we need in our emergency package. Our spiritual armor to protect us in the spiritual world, Paulus is warning us about. So take upon the all armor. Therefore put on the full armor of the Lord, so that when the day of evil comes, you be able to stand your ground. And after you have done, and this will happen, of course. And the Bible says, be ready, be prepared, for the Lord will come, and no one will know when. And now, alas, we are kind of in a hybrid warfare. People trying to disturb our internet and our power supplies and our airports with drones. So we have to be ready, you know. And of course, the government also warns us for forest fires, flooding. But what does the Bible warn us for? The Bible shows us we are fighting against enemies we do not see, but they are there. Governments, powers, world rulers of darkness, spiritual powers of evil. So we have to be prepared and we have to be ready. So we can all do this, of course, through the armor of faith. And I'm going to just look at my little timer. I already passed my time. So I want to just explain you about the spiritual armor. Just name them quick. The shoes of the gospel, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the spirit, and above death, the powerful weapon that we have, the prayer and Holy Spirit, of course. Hallelujah. And next time we will have a Holy Spirit weekend. So, Paulus urges us tells us about the spiritual armor, that we have to put it on again and again. Do we do it every day? Do we put on our spiritual armor? Is your prayer strong every day? Maybe you didn't pray today, and then you think, why did my day go bad? Were you armored in the Lord? I want to talk to you about it, of course. We can talk for more than an hour on this, but I don't have the time. I want to close with a prayer, and that was that then for me. Father in heaven, we look for your strength. Bless us, Lord, with all the parts of your armor. Fill us with your spirit, Lord, every day, so we can be strong in every spiritual battle. Give us the insight and strength, Lord, so we can ask you, Lord, to keep on doing this. In Jesus' name. Amen.
در نام عیسی مسیح آمین.